Shavua Tov. Devach, this is Rabbi Eitan Toker from Brooklyn, New York. There is an interesting dispute recorded in the Gemara in Pesachim between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi. And here is the situation. Here's the scenario. If a person is having a meal that they started on Friday, and this meal was started beheter, it was mutter for them to eat this meal, and the meal continued and it goes into Shabbos. So the question is, what does one do now regarding the mitzvah of having a suda on Shabbos? So here there is a dispute between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yehuda says you have to be oker hashulchan. Basically, you have to clear the table. In the olden days, people didn't eat the way we do around a big dining room table. Everybody had their own little table. So you're oker the shulchan. You picked it up, you removed it, and then you maybe with daven marv, you would make kiddush. And then you would continue having meal, l'shem sudas Shabbos. This is Rabbi Yehuda's basic position. Rabbi Yossi, on the other hand, says if you find yourself in this scenario where you started eating on Friday, the Erev Shabbos, and it was mutter, this meal was legitimate, and it was sanctioned by halacha, and this meal went on and on, and it goes into Shabbos. So Rabbi Yossi says, you don't really have to do anything. Do nothing. Continue eating your meal. Then when you're done eating your meal, you bench, then you'll make kiddush. So what's going on here between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi? So the Gemara actually cites on Daf Kuf Hei an interesting story. And the story is there were some chachamim that were eating, and the scenario happened, and one of the chachamim says to the others, go check outside and see if it got dark out. And the other responds, what do you have to do this for? Well, we have to know, so if it gets dark out, then we have to make kiddush. Your son says, no, you don't have to do all that. As soon as Shabbos comes in, Shabbos takes care of it. The meal is immediately a Shabbostic meal. So what is going on here in this dispute? So this is not a Gemara shir. This is not a halachic analysis. But it seems that Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi are reflecting two different worldviews here. Or their halachic psak reflects two different philosophical ideas how to approach Kedusha. Rabbi Yehuda says that when Shabbos arrives, you have to pick up the table and get rid of it and clear it, start new, and make Kiddush. And by doing so, this is what endows the meal with Kedusha Shabbos, as a Suda Shabbos. Rabbi Yossi says, no, you don't have to do anything. The meal itself is organically and reflexively, without doing anything, it is now Shabbos has begun. This meal has the Kedusha inherent within it. So if we could boil this down into simple language, Rabbi Yehuda says you have to do something, and Rabbi Yossi says it all happens on its own. And herein is the Musar. How do you achieve Kedusha? How does one create a life of Kedusha? Rabbi Yehuda says you have to do something. This cannot be left to its own devices. And Rabbi Yossi says, of course, you know, Shabbos has a unique quality to it. We're talking al pi musar, not al pi halacha. Rabbi Yossi says that when it comes to Kedusha, it'll happen on its own. You engage in Torah, you engage in mitzvahs, you engage what you have to do. The Kedusha, memela, the Kedusha happens on its own. And it's interesting to note that perhaps these two worldviews, if you will, perhaps reflect the teachings that each one of these chachamim received from their own rebbeim. Rabbi Yossi is famously a Talmud of Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Yehuda, although he learned by Rabbi Akiva, his primary rebbe was Rabbi Tarfon. So what do we know about Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Tarfon? So Rabbi Akiva had, as we know, we're going to start Pesach and the Avelis during the Omer. Rabbi Akiva had 24,000 students. He taught them Yomam Valayla. They knew everything Aleph to Tav that there is to know in Torah, but apparently, lo nahagu kavod zeh bazeh. And thus, because of the fact that they were incapable or they failed on some level to show dignity, respect to one another, a great tragedy befell Klal Yisrael. So what was going through Rabbi Akiva's mind? Rabbi Akiva famously teaches, v'ahavta l'reacha kamocha zeh klal gadol b'Torah, loving your neighbor as yourself, is the essential, a bulwark upon which, fulcrum upon which everything else rides. So perhaps Rabbi Akiva understood that v'ahavta l'reacha kamocha, showing dignity, respect, and love to one another, is the fulcrum around which everything flows. Perhaps, just perhaps, this is a lesson that he learned, that he understood as critical, but on some level failed to impart to his Talmidim. Because perhaps Rabbi Akiva understood that this Musar would flow on its own. You learn enough, you teach enough, you know enough, it flows on its own. But Kedusha doesn't happen on its own. It requires mindfulness. It requires absolute and total thought and dedication. And therefore, without saying anything bad about Rabbi Akiva Chas V'Chalil, we can't even say anything, but to the extent that we can just repeat words that are in the Gemara, that his Talmidim were lo nahagu kavod zebazeh, they didn't treat each other with proper dignity and proper respect, perhaps this reflected a view of Rabbi Akiva that things will just happen on their own. Kedusha happens on its own. If you engage, if you do, it happens. And what do we know about Rabbi Tarfon? What we know about Rabbi Tarfon is that Rabbi Tarfon, we know a lot about Rabbi Tarfon, but here's one story about Rabbi Tarfon. That there was a great famine. The Medrash says that during this famine, Rabbi Tarfon was a Kohen, and in order to help women who were poor and hungry and starving, so he married them. And by marrying them, they become Eshes Kohen, and now that they're Eshes Kohen, they can eat from his truma. So Rabbi Tarfon was a man of action. Rabbi Tarfon was a person who said that if there is an issue that has to be resolved, we have to take action. It's not all Bidei Shamayim, even as everything is Bidei Shamayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts us in situations in order for us to act. So while both Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Tarfon were clearly people who had 150,000% emunah and bitachon in Hashem, perhaps Rabbi Akiva leaned just a little bit more on an ethereal plane in which everything is Yad Hashem, and Rabbi Tarfon leaned a little bit more on the side of Hishtadlus, on the side of taking action. And if this is the case, then perhaps it makes sense that Rabbi Tarfon's Talmud, Rabbi Yehuda, he said when it comes to a Seuda on Friday night that started out on Erev Shabbos, it doesn't become Kodesh Memela. It doesn't happen by itself. You got to clear the table and start anew and say Kiddush. You have to do something to endow the meal with Kedusha. And Rabbi Yossi is the great Talmud of Rabbi Akiva, who was living on an ethereal plane in the heavenly spheres. Everything is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu at all times. And from that perspective, Kedusha Memela just happens on its own. You're in it. You're involved with it. It just happens on its own. Because that is the natural flow of events in the universe, if you're living in that consciousness. So Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi reflect two different approaches into how one endows the life of Kedusha and how one looks at life altogether. But it's interesting to note, who do we paskin like? This is actually a third day in the Gemara. And the Gemara says, it's in the name of Shmuel, lo k'Rabbi Yehuda v'lo k'Rabbi Yossi. The halacha follows not Rabbi Yehuda nor Rabbi Yossi, but a third approach. And that third approach, says Shmuel, is Poris Mapa, which is when Shabbos comes in, essentially, yes, the Seuda is organically and inherently, without your doing anything, is organically Kodesh. It's organically a Seuda Shabbos. You don't have to do anything. But, says Shmuel, Poris Mapa, even if you don't have to do anything, cover the challahs, make Kiddush, do something. And perhaps Shmuel reflects the reality, the truth, on the most core, essential understanding of the universe. It's all the Ribbono Shel Olam at all times, and Kedusha inheres. You do have to do nothing. You just have to have your antennas open. And Rabbi Yehuda seems to say, no, we have to do, we have to act. Without it, there is no Kedusha, or we are the ones who are the conduits of making the Kedusha palpable in our lives. And Shmuel says, if we're living in the Olamos Elyonim, on a higher sphere, than a higher consciousness, then yes, Rabbi Yossi is right. But perhaps we're not always living on that higher consciousness. And if we're not on that higher consciousness, we have to do something. We have to act in order to create a spark of Kedusha that can build and ignite and light and create and power and empower. So what do we get from all of this? if we can boil it down, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, and Halacha Lamaisa, and Shmuel. Yes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has created a world that if we have the proper antenna, we can see Kedusha everywhere at all times. But we live in a world through either our own makings or through the reality that we have to sometimes work hard to see Kedusha and be the conduits of Kedusha, without which society devolves into a toxic plane of poison. And so Shmuel tells us there might be a truth in the world that can be accessed, but the truth that can be accessed, you have to be on a very high plane. So our job is to acknowledge that. Even as we acknowledge that, we have to do what we can to create a world of sanctity. And we are endowed with that capability of creating a world of sanctity. Yes, because the Seuda is inherently a Seuda Shabbos, but it doesn't make a difference. You cover the challahs and you make your Kiddush. And you do so in order to do something extraordinary. This is true when it comes to in the abstract, when we think about it in the abstract, but it's true in all spheres of life. Raising our children, teaching our students, just living our own lives. We cannot abandon our responsibility to take action to create lives of Kedusha. We can't leave our children to their Rabbeim. Our Rabbeim can't leave their students to their children. Our children cannot abandon their responsibility to themselves, and we cannot abandon our responsibility to all three. Everyone has a role to play. And in doing so, may HaKadosh Baruch Hu bless us with the wisdom and the courage to create lives of Kedusha for ourselves, for our families, and Gan's Kol Yisrael. Good Shabbos, Agotavach.